to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. His words will I hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the standard whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first of all, I want to thank the church for what you've done this morning for Caleb. Young man was excited. I think he's chomping at the bits to get to China, but we need to pray for him because, you know, he's not going into a very safe place.
Yeah.
Not for an American, you know, if you're some other nationality, maybe, but, you know, we're not very well liked, I don't think, but nevertheless, let's just continue to pray for him. Okay, funeral arrangements for Joseph Smith, 4 o'clock here at the church on March 15th, which is a Saturday afternoon. Not this coming Saturday, but next. So it'll be at 4 o'clock, March the 15th. All right. And, you know, we will be serving a lunch for the supper, whatever, for the family afterwards, you know. So, just pray for that, that you know, he will be cremated, so there won't be no, funeral people here, just be, you know, like we did with Larry and Greer. Just, you know, we just have the service and we do our own thing, we ain't got nobody telling us what to do. So, other than the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
But I don't mind him telling me what to do.
Amen.
All right. So our prayer is Caleb Morgan, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Denise and Carol Bubb, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Schrantz, Gladys Keegan, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie Doherty, Taggett family, Rusty L., Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Alan Duggar, Dallas Keegan, Saul, Carol Bloom. How's your mama doing?
She came home from the nursing home the day before yesterday, and physical therapy really helped a lot. So,
so she's at home?
She's at home now, yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, and that's Lyman, not Loomis.
Thank you.
You're going to have to forgive me. My glasses has outlived their usefulness. Brenda Nation, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, Billy and Karen Fry, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhardt, Lynn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Leslie Cornell, Patsy Penley, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stilwell, Mike, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Allie, Amy Claude, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sidney, Kim Sidney, Miss Brown, Richard Danny Black, Sydney and Rachel Hale, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara. Have you heard anything from Barbara?
Yeah, Miss Terry just mentioned this morning she's doing real well. Has recovered way better than any of the doctors had any inkling that she was going to recover. So, I mean, I'm not going to say she's like totally out of the woods or whatever. I'm not really sure about that. But, yeah they're real pleased with how she's doing.
Okay. All right. Shelly Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Longman, Sherry's dad and sister and son, Barry Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Dorothy Bubb, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Luann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Abby, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Potty, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Bub, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Bub, Jamie and husband, Nick's family, Keith Phillips, and Jane Swans. Is anything you can be added took away from the list tonight?
I want to thank the Lord for saving me and letting me be here tonight and just all his blessings on us. I did want to mention that Lucy's pretty sick, that Katie had been sick for a few weeks. It was a few weeks ago.
About a week and a half.
And she was pretty sick, but then Lucy ended up getting sick. She's had a pretty high temperature and stuff, and they're supposed to have took her to the doctor today, but Derek got sick too.
She has the flu.
Oh, okay. Christina was just telling me that she found out that Lucy's got the flu, so pray for her and pray for Derek. He got sick too. I feel like there's somebody else I need to mention now that's left me, but anyway, Lord knows who it is. There's a bunch of them that got sick over at the church, like Preacher Tommy's kids were sick. He came just long enough to preach and then went back out or whatever. But we continue to remember Stephanie, with the baby and everything. She's been a little bit sick, like as far as even just that, then she got this, flu, whatever, on top of it. But.
Amen. Remember that. Anyone else?
I just want to thank the Lord for saying, thanking Him for all His blessings. And I just thank the Lord for young people who want to go serving Him out of our country.
Yeah.
And do things. And show that He's still alive.
Amen.
Amen.
And I would like to thank the Lord for saving me too.
Amen.
Amen.
And I have an appointment with Miss Vicki Roberts. I don't know if it's going to be about the report or not, so please pray for me. I've done good on the IQ and psyche battle test.
Thank you.
Now thank the Lord for saving me. And I thank you for all these blessings. And like I said before, I thank everybody for praying for us, the family. And just keep praying for my sister and the world.
Yeah.
Keep helping.
You got a family that fills up the hour. Oh, you go ahead and lead us out.
Lord, I thank you for the day you've given us and let us be in your house. I thank you for the beautiful sun that you've given us today and given us a little bit of warmer weather recently. And I thank you for your promises of good to those of us that know you, Lord. Even if it's not what the world would call good, we know what true good is. Know you, Lord, and thank you for that. Thank you for all that you've done for us and the sacrifice that you gave us, Lord, which we're so unworthy, but not your love is so much greater than our unworthiness. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for that. Thank you for this church and each one here, Lord. I thank you for Dan, your pastor, and I pray that you help him and guide him. I pray that you use him tonight as he preaches. And God, I pray that you help Caleb as he's seeking to go out into that mission field. I pray that you would provide for that need. God, that you'd protect him and equip him as he goes, Lord. I pray that you give him many souls for his labor and also all those with whom he labors, God. God, we pray for all these that were mentioned that are sick and afflicted, that you give your healing according to your will. I pray that you would give grace to those that have been bereaved, Lord God, that you would touch those families and those hearts. And God, I pray that you would make your Holy Spirit known to those among them that are believers. And God, those that are not, I pray that you would show them their need. God, I pray that you would help us. God, enable us to be those witnesses that you would have us to be. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Two.
$276.
I want to thank the Lord for being back to his house tonight.
Amen.
I am thanking him for all his blessing and everything he do today with us. Amen. Blessings in you, Jesus. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a taste there. Oh, glory divine. Hero salvation, precious of God, born his spirit, watching his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, vision or direction, now Lord in my sight. Angels descending, bring forth above, give us so mercy, wish us so love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all that alone. Perfect submission, all that I read. I am my Savior, and happy and blessed. Waiting and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, loving His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior, all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior, all day long.
Amen.
I serve in grace and Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever me say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice and cheer. And just the time I need Him, He always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walked with me and talked with me the long and narrow way. He lived, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lived. He lived within my heart. And all the world around me, I see His loving care. And through my heart is gone, I'll never be despair. I know that He is leading through all the storms and blasts. The day of His appearing, we come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walked with me and talked with me the long and narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice of Christian, lift out your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. They hold the old who see and they hold the good and found. No older so loving, so good and kind. He lived, Christ Jesus lived today. He walked with me and talked with me the Lord another way. He lived, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
Amen.
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 Tell me the has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living one, his burdens for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. Enough for me that Jesus says, this ends my fear and doubt. A simple soul, I came to him, he'll never cast me out. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My heart is leaning on the Word, the living Word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through his blood. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My great physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. For me his precious blood he shed, for me his life he gave. I need no other argument, I need no other. And that he died for me.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Anybody else know a song? All right. Like fellowship.
Love you, Mama.
Good to be back in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Before we go into our message tonight, I want to make a statement on something I said this morning. Turn your Bibles over to Genesis chapter 3 just for a moment. I must have misquoted something this morning because somebody brought it to my attention. I want to read verses 2, 3, and 4, and 5. Make sure that we get the record clear. And the woman said unto the serpent, Serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. First actors, I think, is the one that I missed. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doeth know that the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
You said don't look at it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, is that what I said? Okay, somewhere along in there, somebody brought it to my attention, and I needed to make sure that I clarified that. That, you know, sometimes when you're trying to quote something, you especially stand up here, it ain't hard to get turned around sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I apologize for the mistake. All right. Okay. We're going to be in John 3. I'm going to start with 3:15. John 3:15. This morning we talked about truth, about Jesus being the truth.
Amen.
It's good to tell the truth. This morning, you know, we was preaching on telling the truth. Mm. A lie don't get you nowhere.
Right.
But in trouble.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Now I want to preach on everlasting life.
Amen.
So I'm going to start reading verse number 15 here. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Preacher, have you prayed for us?
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for letting us be here, Lord. We thank you for your church. We thank you for everyone that's here, Lord. Let's pray you move in our hearts and help us. Lord, we need you. We can't do anything without you. Let's pray you bless your word. Help your man fill him with anointing and use him and give him what you have for us tonight. For Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Everlasting eternal life. Living forever. And ever. And ever.
Yeah.
What a wonderful thing.
Amen.
Amen.
How many in here tonight has everlasting eternal life?
Amen.
Amen.
All of us that are saved.
Amen.
You know, as a young Christian, even, you know, I always assumed that, you know, that everlasting life didn't start till you got saved. But there's everlasting life somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man.
It's either in heaven or in hell.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or here on earth. I have everlasting life right now, living right here on earth.
Yeah, amen.
Because I have that promise from God when I got saved, that I'd have eternal life.
Yeah.
And I got it.
Amen.
Amen.
But like I said, you know, Folks, there is everlasting life in hell.
Yeah.
It's a lake of fire.
Yeah.
It says that that fire, if you read of our Revelation, hey, it burns day and night.
Yeah.
It's never extinguished.
Yeah.
You got preachers that'll stand in pulpits and they'll preach to you that, hey, God is a merciful God and God will not allow you to go through eternity burning in that lake of fire. God is a merciful God. He is a loving God.
Yeah.
That's the reason why he sent his only begotten Son down here to die for us, where we wouldn't have to go to those places.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We got a whole lot of people in this world that thinks that, you know, they've been taught this evolution junk. To the point to where they don't think that there is an afterlife.
Right.
They don't think that there's anything beyond this world.
Yeah.
But these same people are the ones that's going out here looking for life on other planets.
Yeah.
Folks, I'm here to tell you tonight, there is a reward called heaven.
Yes.
And there is a place that's called hell.
Amen.
Yes.
It grows every day.
Yeah.
It enlarges itself each and every day, every time. I'm going to tell you something. Hell was not created for man.
Right.
That's the reason why hell grows.
Yeah.
Because it was only originally, it was for the devil and his demons.
Yeah.
Amen. His fallen angels.
Yeah.
Man wasn't meant to go there.
Right.
It was only made big enough for them.
Yeah.
So each and every man that chooses to go to hell, hell has to increase its capacity to be able to take, because it wasn't prepared for man.
Right.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you something. Heaven was.
Yes.
Heaven, glory to God, heaven is, it is created for mankind.
Yeah.
Amen.
When this life here on this world is over, as we know it as life, we go to that place called heaven. We still have life.
Yeah.
Most many times, if you've been in a funeral where I preached, you know, I always tell them, death is only a doorway to heaven.
Yeah.
Man.
You have to die to go to heaven.
Yeah.
Think about something. Jesus died.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, he talks about, you know, following him. We have to follow him through death.
Yeah.
This physical body is going to lay down one of these days. Yeah. Somewhere, somehow. Now, when it comes to him calling the church back, I don't know if we just instantly die and go up, or if we just go up and be changed. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But I know this. For all those folks that are back there in the graveyards,
yeah,
and behind this church, all of those that are saints of God, they're alive and well.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
The only thing that's back there in that ground is an empty shell.
Yeah.
Yes.
The essence of who that person was, that soul.
Yes.
That spirit, it is alive.
Amen.
And it is well. It never died.
Yeah.
I want you to think about something. Folks, when you die, when this old body lays down, The only thing that's gone is the body.
Yeah.
That which is on the inside, you, who you are, that spirit, that soul, it goes to be with Jesus.
Amen.
If you're saved, God.
Amen.
You go to live with him, that don't, it don't die.
Amen.
It's alive forever. It's
Amen.
Eternal.
Yes.
To be with him. You know, I like to think that, you know, my mom, dad, my little brother,
yeah.
You know, grandmas and grandpas, you know, aunts, uncles, cousins, his own, don't, that's already gone on to be with the Lord. They're alive.
Yeah.
Amen.
They're there with him.
Amen.
All them old saints of God that I used to go to church with is now gone on to be with the Lord. They're there with him.
Yeah.
Amen.
What's it like? I have no idea. Do they have an earthly form? I have no idea. And you know what? It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
What matters is that I know I've got the insurance tonight. It's just as sure as I'm saved. I've got the insurance that they're there and they're awaiting on me.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, we look at death as a bad thing. But it's really not. It's a wonderful thing because death is what brings us in the presence of God.
Amen. Amen.
Alive.
Yeah.
To where there ain't no worries. Where there is no imperfect bodies that make mistakes.
Amen.
Where you don't have to have glasses or hearing aids, mm-hmm. pacemakers.
Amen.
None of that stuff. Mm-hmm. A body work, it is perfect
yeah.
when we get there, you know, at that point.
Yeah.
You know, after Jesus comes back and gets to church and we get that new body, it's perfect.
Amen.
Amen.
In every way, it's perfect. You'll have all your teeth.
Yep.
And they're not held in with super glue.
Amen.
But glory to God, folks. I want you tonight to think about that everlasting life. There's no grave sides on the hillsides of glory.
Amen.
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 When you get there, there is no. You don't got to worry about, you know, who's going to pay the undertaker when you're gone. Because there is, you're not going to be gone. You're going to be there forever.
Amen.
Man, I tell you what, it just excites me to think about, you know, after Jesus comes back and gets his bride, the church. And we, you know, we go through that marriage supper of the Lamb and, you know, get them new bodies, you know, whatever order it is. And there we are on the streets of glory. Streets that are made of gold so pure that it's clear.
Amen.
You know why gold is color gold? It's not pure. According to the streets in glory.
Yep.
Gold is transparent. It's clear. Got one?
Amen.
Even the streets are not defiled.
Yeah.
Amen.
To be there in that place where Jesus is the Son. And all the light comes from him.
Amen.
There is no darkness whatsoever there. We don't have to worry about telling the truth, because up there we won't be able to tell a lie.
Yeah, amen.
Because we're perfect.
Yep, man.
Everlasting life in place of some people. I don't know about you, but there's something going on in inside of me. He's just giving me chills thinking about it.
Hmm.
Being in a place that wonderful, where there's no devil to deceive anybody.
Amen.
You don't have to worry about what your sugar is, or what your heart rate is.
Amen. No worry about pain.
No pain, no sorrows. All that stuff is gone.
Amen.
What more can we ask for, church? And I want you to realize something. You've got it. John said he's already seen you there.
Yep.
Amen, yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Now God took him down through a trip, you know, into the future.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have a DeLorean to take him there.
Amen.
Everlasting life. To never, ever, ever have to worry about dying. Lay nobody down. I can remember. I love telling this. Me and Christy was with her aunt, Brenda. Was all over here at hospice. Her husband was laying there, and he was, you know, in these few last days. Me and Christy and Brenda was just standing there quietly, sitting there quietly talking, and Hubert was asleep. And all of a sudden, he woke up and he began to shout, "Brenda! Brenda! There's a whole other world out there!"
Yeah.
We all knew what he was talking about. He had got a glimpse of where he was going. And I'm going to tell you something. I'll remember that to my dying day.